Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, everybody. It is the end of the week here on Political Coffee, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. Yes, your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. So what's on your mind politically, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Do you have some comment about Donald Trump and Lee Greenwood selling Bibles? The God Bless the USA Bible? Some Christians really upset about that, think it's blasphemy. Really? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Our own Ronnie was on once again with Mark Levin nationally. Good job, Ronnie. In fact, I see Lee Greenwood on with the morning crew at Real America's Voice. He's on with them right now. What a powerful song that has been. What a great way to talk about the greatness of America. Don't you just love that song? I do. All right, so some things that are going on out there that maybe you want to talk about, maybe you don't, just entirely up to you. There's seven bad ballot measures that are on the May local ballots around Oregon. You know, this is from the Oregon Taxpayers Association. Taxpayers Association of Oregon, I got to say correctly. In Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas counties, there is a zoo measure. It's a zoo bond. If you live up there in those areas, Washington, Clackamas, or Multnomah counties, do you want your property taxes to go ever higher? Measure 26244. By the way, I'll have all of these stories up on the show plan today. Number two is Portland has a gas tax increase by 10 cents a gallon. Now, Oregon already is the fifth highest gas tax in the nation. Well, let me restate that. Oregon is the fifth highest gas prices in the nation. A lot of that has to do with the gas tax. That has to do with crazy ideas that the Oregon legislature has adopted. California is number one at an average price. Now, this is from, I think, a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. California, number one at $4.90 a gallon. Number two is Hawaii, $4.69 a gallon. Number three is Washington State, which has a bunch of refineries, as California does. Their average was $4.30. Nevada at $4.18. And there's Oregon at $4.06. The third tax measure is Portland school bond. It's another costly school bond. Now, if you add that Portland gas tax increase measure, if you add the Multnomah, Washington, Clackamas zoo measure, these are all property taxes, folks, and now they want a school bond. Can you imagine what it's going to be like if you live in Portland? Wow. And then they've got a chart here, and this is an Oregon Catalyst story, and again, I'll have it up on the show plan. A chart of Oregon's personal income growth. Now, Portland, which is Multnomah County, wants a school bond. Personal income growth in Multnomah County is barely above break even. It's barely 0.2%. Clark County has 2% economic growth. Washington County is 2.6%, and Clackamas 2%. Multnomah County is basically dead even. Yet they want to raise taxes even more. Down in Eugene, there's new tax dollars for a baseball stadium. By the way, a lot of this was included in the Christmas tree funding bill that came out of the last legislative session. And then there's Eugene that has a very expensive school bond. Okay. And then there's a change in election law in Eugene. What is it? Ranked choice voting. Oh, goody. Number seven is the Wilsonville Urban Renewal Measure, diverting police and fire funds for bike paths and private development, taking more money out of the cops and putting it into the green stuff. So there you go, folks. That'll be on the show plan today. Just if you have friends or maybe that are in those areas, this be your opportunity to, you know, just share with them maybe this. Art, I'm not understanding your text message here. So if you get a moment, call in on Freedom Friday. The number is 503-589-1220. It's that Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Yes, it is Good Friday, friends. Yes. And thank you, Paul. Praise our Lord Jesus Christ. It's Good Friday. Thank you for that. Yes, I was going to mention it, but and probably should have started off the show on Happy Good Friday, Freedom Friday. There is another story here. About there's a bunch of emergency repair work that has closed I-5. Closed the southbound lanes last night, south of the Fremont Bridge to replace a bridge joint. Now, this is emergency. The Oregon Department of Transportation says, well, it's, you know, it's regular wear and tear. And with no expected structural damage, everybody is scrambling, folks. This is emergency. This wasn't planned. The headline is emergency repair work. It's knee-jerk reaction, folks, to the Baltimore Bridge collapsing. By the way, yesterday, kudos to Donald Trump for going to the memorial for NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who said, we got to straighten it up. Things like this shouldn't take place. Jonathan Diller was shot and killed by a career criminal in New York City who had 21 previous arrests and 9 felony charges. Donald Trump had previously given a very generous donation to Tunnel Tooth Towers charity, which paid off the family mortgage of the slain New York Police Department officer. Now, while Donald Trump is doing that, where's Joe Biden? Well, Joe Biden was also in New York City yesterday. But he was there at a big fundraising event with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Now, all of these people do not like each other. Clinton, Obama, and Joe Biden. It is stunning, and maybe you want to comment on this. I mean, the contrast is amazing, is it not? Contrast between, you know, Joe Biden cared, folks, he could have gone to this memorial and upstaged Trump, or tried, if it's possible. And then gone to his fundraiser, but he didn't. Tells you where Joe Biden's presidency is. You think that matters to people? It should. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. By the way, there is, for those of you who are confused, and Avis, thank you for this, OrStar, Oregon's, and Art, hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second. OrStar has a Friends of Christine Drazen political action committee. If you're going to give money to Christine Drazen, and I would not recommend that, she's running against the guy who replaced her, combat marine from Fallujah when I was there in Iraq in 2004. State Representative James Hebe was a marine fighting literally house to house in Fallujah. She is running for her old seat. Everybody thought she was going to run for Secretary of State. And all of a sudden, she turns around and runs against James Hebe. Who's behind that? We've talked about that previously. Anyway, she has a PAC. There's some confusion here. Well, there's another PAC called Meet Christine Drazen PAC. This was the PAC that went against her during the governor's race. Well, they're raising money again. Isn't that interesting? The legitimate PAC is Friends of Christine Drazen. The Democrat-controlled PAC, a union PAC, is Meet Christine Drazen. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday, friend?
Hey, Jeff, just ignore the text message. I think somebody else hung up on me. Anyways, what I wanted to say today, Jeff, is I want to pay tribute to the men and women out at the Safety Academy who are graduating today and are going to be becoming police officers, which you and I both know they're going to be putting their lives on the line now, protecting us. And so graduating class out at the Safety Academy today, good luck. May God protect you in your new jobs. And we, men and women of Oregon, appreciate what you're about to start to do.
Indeed. I couldn't have said it better. Art, well done. Thank you, brother.
God bless, Jeff.
Great Friday and a marvelous,
God bless,
and meaningful Easter. So, friends, it is Good Friday. I think it, you know, we focus, obviously, the name of the show is Political Coffee, and we focus on politics. But there are some things that are far more important. Now, politics and faith in God, or Christian faith, are absolutely intertwined in America, and should be. We have a lot of people serving at all levels of government. I mean, at all levels, right here in Oregon, all across the country, that believe in God and are faithful to God and are trying to do the right things. And then there are others, like Speaker Mike Johnson, who love God, but he's absolutely following the globalist plans. Some of the stuff that he allowed, I mean, he negotiated this deal, folks. He's in way over his head. He's a good man. Doing the bidding of evil people. It's time for him to go. That's my belief. Back in a moment, what's on your mind today? It is Freedom Friday. Anything you want to talk about is on the table today. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, and it's great to have you with us. It is Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff, 1220.am, or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, Obama got a little snippy last night at the protesters, you know, who paid a lot of money to get into the glitzy fundraiser with Biden, Clinton, and a whole bunch of celebrities. He snapped at him, says the Breitbart story. You have to listen, he said. Really? Isn't it interesting that people are standing up against the leftist? It is instructive, friends, and if you missed this, you missed it earlier in the week. A New York Times admitted that Obama is so worried about Biden losing that he has been directly contacting members of the Biden administration. In other words, the cabinet. Now, this is a not so well kept secret in Washington, D.C. Now, it is interesting that the paper of record that is all Marxist these days, the New York Times comes out and says what everybody's been knowing and whispering about for a long time. That's why Obama did not leave Washington, D.C. Oh, yeah, he has a multi-million dollar mansion on Martha's Vineyard. He is running, folks, the Biden administration. It ain't Joe Biden. It's just the truth of it all. So anyway, it is interesting that in America today, we have a divided, very divided country. And as we go into this particular weekend, where we, today's Good Friday, we acknowledge Christ's crucifixion, which I don't think happened today because there's no way you get 3 days. You just think about it. There's no way you get 3 days if Christ arose on Sunday morning. Okay? But it doesn't matter. We are celebrating the Savior of the world. You look at the persecution that's happening by the weaponized Biden Department of Justice. There's a story in the Gateway Pundit today about this 72-year-old grandmother from Colorado, Rebecca Lavrens, 72. She's going to trial in D.C. because the Capitol Police waved her into the building. She walked into the building. She's being charged with 4 charges that are misdemeanors, federal misdemeanors. They could put her in jail for a year, $210,000 in fines. She's got huge legal bills. This is a woman of God. She has no criminal record, has 4 children, 7 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild. She runs a bed and breakfast on 5 acres in Colorado. She is being represented by the chairman of the National, by John Pierce, National Constitution Law Union, NCLU, whose mission statement says they're to preserve and protect the United States Constitution and the American way of life by providing legal support and funding to individuals whose constitutional rights, liberties, and other similar rights are being violated or are in jeopardy. So while we celebrate Good Friday, Christ's crucifixion, and his resurrection, which is the most important thing, remember that there is evil in our own government. And it's not just Mike Johnson that needs to be replaced for a good man doing the bidding of evil people. But it's a lot of other people too. That's why I encourage you to do what I do on Thursday evenings. I do it all the time, but on Thursday evenings, I join a group of people at my church, and we pray specifically over governmental issues, local issues, statewide issues, and national issues. Let's go to the phones on Freedom Friday. Good morning. Caller, who are you and what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Anna Munson.
Hi, Anna.
And I'm hoping that this phone works better.
Well, it's breaking up a little bit, so anyway, what's going on, dear?
I just wanted to let you know that I'll be at the Easter Fest at the Riverfront Park on Saturday. I'd like people to come out and just find out who I am. And then also on Monday, I'm going to be in Silverton at the Silverton City Council meeting, introducing myself to the people of Silverton.
So tomorrow, Saturday, you're going to be where again?
At the Riverfront Park, there's an egg fest or a festival put on by the River Church, and several of us will be there. David Brown, Michael, who's running in District 5, and Celine, or Ward 5, and then Celine, who is running in Ward 1.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Godspeed out there. Have a blessed Easter weekend. Folks, back in a moment with an unbelievable story here in Oregon about a guy who just got sentenced to life in prison without parole. And the appeals court said it's okay. You're not going to believe what he did. Back in a moment at 6:30. It's Freedom Friday for you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Welcome back, my friends. It is the end of the week. It's Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. Hope you're enjoying so far a great and wonderful Good Friday. Are you planning on going to church? You know, what's interesting on Easter Sunday is one of the biggest days, maybe the largest attendance, church attendance day in America. Did you know that? Yeah, apparently so. Easter Sunday, it's coming up. Now, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So we have a interesting circumstance here that a chronic public sex offender, shall we say, just got life in Oregon prison. Well, he got it some time ago without chance of parole. Guy's from Hillsboro. He's had 6 convictions for public indecency. And he was convicted of third-degree rape of a 15-year-old girl and first-degree sodomy of a 12-year-old girl. In 2017, he was sentenced to life in prison without parole. His public defenders made the case in appealing to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that far more dangerous people, including murderers, got lower sentences in Oregon, and that this guy's mentally ill, which is why he is repeatedly getting convicted of doing things in public, public indecency. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal said it's not, given this guy's bad criminal history, it's not inappropriate to put him in jail for the rest of his life or he'll die. Yet Kate Brown turned loose several murderers under the age of 25 because they didn't know what they were doing. These are people convicted of murder. She cut them loose. And other violent criminals of something far worse than what this guy has done. Now, he shouldn't even be on the streets to begin with, is my personal opinion. What do you think? Even the convictions for sodomizing a 12-year-old girl and third-degree rape of a 15-year-old girl shouldn't have been out on the streets at all. Do you think this was cruel and unusual punishment? Do you think his lawyers have a case, have a point to be made? You go back to this, I mean, the inconsistency of the justice system in America is stunning, is it not? What do you think about this? What do you think about the illegal aliens that have fluttered across the southern border that are raping, that are committing crimes, beating up on cops, being released, flipping us all off? The illegal alien that kidnapped, raped, and murdered Lakin Riley. Are they going to get lighter sentences? Look at what they're doing to this 72-year-old grandmother from Colorado who simply walked into the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th after being waved in by the cops. I'm telling you, folks, when Trump is president, and I think he will, he has got to appoint an attorney general that is going to go in and not only clean house in the Department of Justice in D.C. that's prosecuting these things, but we have to start prosecuting those prosecutors who are making a mockery of the law. Yes, you heard me right. It's long overdue, is it not? What do you think about all of this? Freedom Friday, you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. 503-589-1220. That is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff, 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, Freedom Heating and Air is offering you a great opportunity to get a second opinion if your heating and cooling system is not working properly. Give them a call. You know what they'll do? They'll come out and they'll give you an honest evaluation of your system and what's going on. Call Freedom Heating and Air. Get that second opinion before maybe you spend a bunch of money you don't need to spend. Their honesty as a company is one of the reasons they built such a strong business for 50 years here in the Mid Valley area. Freedom Heating and Air, the number is 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Joining us is Josh Michael, who is the host of the Noncompliant America show you will hear tomorrow here on KSLM at 4 p.m. Josh, are you going live tomorrow also?
I haven't decided yet, Jeff. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay.
I'm working on getting a guest, so it's a scheduling issue. If I can get them, then I will go live. Otherwise, I might have to pre-record to get them on in the morning. So, not sure yet.
I am hearing that there are some big name folks coming to Oregon here pretty soon. In the next couple of months.
Yeah, I'd say within a couple months, we have some giant names. I'm not sure if where I'm at in disclosing, if I can disclose these names yet.
Yeah,
I'm definitely working very close with these guys.
I don't think we can. But I'm glad you're involved in that, and kudos to that. You had a great time hanging out with Kyle Rittenhouse, didn't you?
Yeah, he's a great kid. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So what's on your radar screen for tomorrow's show?
A couple things. First, here's just a simple question. Who took the video of the bridge collapsing of the Baltimore Bridge? That's an interesting question. It's kind of circulating. We're going to talk about that, kind of dive into that. Second, for some reason, the ODOT is turning off the southbound lanes of I-5 today at 5, right at the peak of traffic. In the name of there might be a failed bridge joint, so they're going to shut that down. So, guys, if you're traveling, be prepared for that. That's going to happen tonight at the peak of traffic and travel hours. But the big thing I want to talk about is the SWIFT central bank digital currency platform. They've announced that they've moved on to their second phase successfully, and that is going to start implementing the infrastructure for the new tyrannical system that they're going to be rolling out.
So how do you think we stop this?
There's a couple different ways to stop it. Evaluate off your assets and get hard commodities. That's the key. It doesn't have to be gold or silver, but get hard commodities in preparation for this. How we're going to combat it, it's a complicated thing. Russia and China are combating against it right now, setting up their BRICS system. They're buying more gold than they've ever bought, ever, in these cycles, in these quarterly cycles, and it's only ramping up. So we're in a very financially brittle system, and they're getting ready to knock it down. The word on the street is September, so.
That's not very far away. It'll come fast, won't it?
Right, and the SWIFT is planning their central bank digital currency system between 12 and 24 months, and that was as of March 26th.
Well, there you go, folks. You know, one of the things, we have a great advertiser on this show, Josh, and that's...
Accurate PMR. Yeah, they are the most competitive gold and silver purchasing by far over all the major retailers online. I buy from them all the time.
I do too. And I've had great experiences with them. Kudos to them. Thanks, Josh. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. Maybe you'll be live on X. We'll see.
I definitely will be live on X. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, folks. Non-Compliant America tomorrow. Right here, KSLM, 4 p.m. Don't miss it. 6:48. We'll be right back. What's on your mind? It's Freedom Friday. Anything's on the table in the last segment. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. This is your last opportunity this week, at least on this radio show anyway, to call and talk about what's on your mind. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Spent the first night in my new home last night and slept on those great new My Pillows from Mike Lindell. And you know what? I got them at huge discounts, as I did bedding, as I got a whole bunch of new towel sets because I need them. Those towels that are incredible, that just work better than anything. Better than any towel I've ever used. Anyway, that's that's the opportunity that I took and you should think about taking yourself. It's buying incredibly well-made American-made products from MyPillow and getting them at big discounts. And you know how you do that? You just go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code PC23. PC23. And right now, orders over $75, you're getting free shipping. That's pretty cool, isn't it? PC23. That's the discount code. Anne Marie writes, Freedom Friday has coincided with the believer's celebration of Good Friday, the day that Jesus gave his life as payment for our sins. He died willingly, but not helplessly. Doug writes an email, the resistance is being dismantled before it even begins. Where is the pushback to the second coming Bolshevik revolution? It hasn't even started. Did we already forget the lockdowns and mask mandates? The people were hit by the deadliest, most injurious vaccine medicine drug ever rolled out. The blue states have fallen. Normalcy bias and cognitive dissonance won't help against their multi-vector attack. We're having a manufactured civil war and the people are being tranquilized, put to sleep. The vaccine had the highest kill ratio of any war, 500 million people worldwide. For those are last September's numbers. Pushback, we are under a rolling barrage of attacks, not unlike Job and Jesus had to endure. When government betrays the needs of its people, it is no longer their government, it is their enemy. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. That is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Shoot me an email. I'll try to get it in the last 6.5 minutes of this show. By the way, thanks to PacWest Lobby. They're one of our great sponsors. They do government relations, but they do other things too. They help in campaigns. And they help manage associations. If you're part of an association, doesn't matter what it is, and your group needs new management, different management, you should contact PacWest Lobby. Just go to their website, pwlobby.com, pwlobby.com. So that emergency repair work that Josh alluded to, they're going to close it at 5. Now, think about on Good Friday closing southbound lanes of I-5 at 5 p.m. What? You got to be kidding me. Is this knee-jerk reaction, or is there maybe something really bad going on here? So Jim had skimmed through that life sentence article, and he agrees. There's worse evils happening, and we're turning those people loose on society. That's right, we are. We've kept some of these J6 people. Some of them have not, 3 years afterwards, 3 years plus, some of them have not even had trials yet. So much for a speedy trial. This is why I made the comment, and I firmly believe this. Whoever Trump puts in as attorney general has got to go in and clean house and then go after those career prosecutors with leftist bents who are, I mean, there's a story today. I don't know if you've seen this, folks. It's on Gateway Pundit. I think it's on Gateway Pundit. Let's see. There's a federal judge threatens to punish imprisoned J6ers by adding enhancements to remaining convictions if the Supreme Court reverses the obstruction statute. Now, this is a federal judge. Federal judges can be impeached. They cannot be removed or prosecuted for their actions on the bench by the Department of Justice. But there are these prosecutors who are bringing these charges that these leftist federal judges are, including U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves, he can be brought up on charges. This is what needs to happen. Let's go to the phones in the last couple of minutes. We've got Kathy, then Gary. Oh, Kathy. We'll go to Gary. Gary, go Bees.
Hey, Jeff. Go Ducks. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you too, friend.
We got to go to church this Easter Sunday. We're in some tough times. We've seen some serious evil this year, like the forestry thing with all of those people that are worshiping the earth and worshiping the trees and all the paganism that we saw there. These are some very evil and hopeless people, and we need to go to church and renew our hope, because the only hope there is the hope of Jesus and salvation, and he keeps our hope alive. And I think it's more critical now than it ever has been.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Gary, go Beavs.
Happy Easter. Go Ducks.
Happy Easter to you, too. Michael writes an email. Bibles? Oh, no. The Trump does not disappoint. And I'm loving it, as you can tell by my smile emojis. The poop show started way back in 2016 and hands down has been the best. Now, as for Bibles and babies. Babies have been the staple of what politicians kiss when they're out pressing the flesh. Okay, can we call that a given that Trump has flipped the dynamic and added Bibles? This means he's politicking out of the secular into the dimension of God. Not that he is God, and not that he is a head that got cut off, but is now healed. But yet he is appealing to the people with something that is and has been the most controversial, perplexing to the liberal Satanists. I'm telling you, Jeff, this Bible thing is a win-win for the Trump, and I'm all smiles. Not only can we generate some cash for the printers of said Bibles, he is now transcending party lines and entered into the churches. Guess what? It's all a pre-approved plan. Yeah, it is. Best show ever, Jeff. Best show ever. Thank you. Michael, folks, thank you to all of you who joined us this week. Happy Good Friday to you. May you have a truly blessed and meaningful Easter Sunday as you remember the reason that this country was founded, because of Christ and his sacrifice. Our liberty revolve around him more than they do, even a constitution. See you Monday.